never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Let's do this thing, huh? As I try out my a variety of themes. I don't know. I might not go beyond that. I like that a lot. That's making me happy right now. We'll see what happens. Kind of a combo we got happening here. You know what? So my expectation, when I started out looking for new theme music after doing this show for so long, I didn't know what to expect. But I knew to expect something great if I just stayed on it and persevered. And here we go. And that's our show today. We're actually talking about expectations today. A lot of ways to handle the expectation. I can tell you this. Your expectations will make your day great or they'll ruin it. And it can actually work for how you interact with other people. You can ruin their day too, can't you? You can. So we'll talk about that. A lot of ways we can handle it. We'll keep it as simple as we can today because we just don't have the time, but it will be well worth your time. I promise you that. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. Season 18. We started way back before iTunes, before Apple had podcasts. And Apple has been the podcast beast forever. I'm not sure. It's that way anymore, but they were forever. They started the whole thing. They literally contacted us and said, you want to be on our iTunes thing? Long time ago. And we're counting up to 5,000. At 5,000, I will retire from doing this show at the end of the year. Now, that doesn't mean I'm stopping a podcast. That doesn't mean this show ends. This show may become a little bit different, may become a weekly, something like that. I don't know, but it's going to change. It just has to. Are you okay with that? I'm trying to give you lots of notice so you can kind of get used to it. But hang on, we got a long ways to go here and some cool stuff coming too. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer at MotivationToMove.com, and I'm happy to have you here today. I still want to remind you about my Perfect Week Planner. We're going to be redoing that. I did something kind of cool. So you go to PerfectWeekPlanner.com and download it. Watch the video and use it to change your life. I'm redoing it as part of my Face Your Passion 2.0 program. And what I did, instead of me thinking it through, is I went to people that are very successful and using it every week. I said, would you mind sending me a copy of what you're doing? And then give me some notes and some ideas and some suggestions about how to make it better. And man, they did. Because I asked. So a new one's coming. You'll get that. But for now, get this one and get used to it, okay? PerfectWeekPlanner.com. And it's Tuesday. We just get right to the show, can't we? That's awesome. So expectations. The power of expectations. Ground yourself in that just a moment, okay? Take that word. Don't just listen to me just chatting about it. So let's talk about expectations. So do me a favor. Just kind of ground yourself and just think for a second. That's a big word for early in the morning, expectations. What are you expecting for the day? What's that mean to you? When you think about that word, what does it mean? So kind of get in that place so you understand it. Essentially, I want you to imagine how your life would improve if everybody understood exactly what to expect. You understood what to expect. They understood what to expect. I understood what to expect from you. There was no surprise anywhere. Expectations are so powerful. Now, a story I've told over time and actually helped a lot of parents as well. I get on a coaching call with them. If I'm talking to somebody, I deal with a lot of business clients, but like a lot of people who do the kind of work that I do, I can help you grow your business. I can help you scale your business. I do it with my own. I can help you with in certain realms, certain areas. I can't do some things, but I can do kind of the stuff that I do. What I found is when I'm talking to a human who runs a business, they have human issues. And oftentimes, they have an issue with their wife or their husband. Oftentimes, they have an issue with their kids. And I always go to the child thing, and I ask about the kids. I say, do you know what your kids expect? And I go, well, we'll try to make up what they expect. I say, kids expect nothing. They don't know anything. None. If you don't tell them what they expect, they give them expectation of how to behave themselves, how to handle themselves. You don't tell them kind of the rules. What do you expect of them? If you have a wife or a husband who is, you're bumping into, have you all had a conversation about what to expect? Because this is who you are. I know, just love them for who they are. And yes, you should. But you should expect what to expect, right? They're powerful. I mean, a lot of people don't do that. It really takes the drama out of life. So first things first, what do you expect of yourself? You get to decide how you approach the world. Have you thought about that? Have you taken a few minutes in the morning? And I do this, but I actually may add this to Face Your Passion because it's really powerful stuff. If you got up in the morning and said, what do I expect of myself? What's my behavior? How will I communicate with people today? Do I expect that I will work out? Do I expect that I will take care of myself? Or do I expect that I would just, you know, well, fill in the blank? If you don't know what to expect of yourself, how can anybody else know what to expect of you? And everybody expects something of you. People get confused with me all the time. I need to clarify what to expect of me. You can expect of me that I'm going to show up. I'm going to be positive, upbeat, enthusiastic. I'm going to kind of do it my way, make a whole lot of mistakes, try again, say I'm sorry, and do it until I get it right. As long as I don't hurt anybody and I keep growing and moving forward, you can expect I'm going to do that every single day. You can expect I'm going to fall face first in a basket of French fries, grab a bottle of wine and with my wife and regret it the next morning. And then go, whoop, that's not what I expected today. Although sometimes we do expect that, don't we? See, that's what makes life kind of interesting. Oh, I expected better of myself. Then we fall, don't we? We all fail. It just happens. But right now, today, just pick something. What do I expect of myself? Just start there. Maybe in the next hour, what do I expect of myself? Maybe you're stopping smoking. What do I expect of myself? Maybe you're stopping drinking for dry January. I don't know. Maybe you're stopping eating fattening food. I don't know. What do you expect of yourself? Write it down right now. And then go through the day and, you know, maybe tomorrow morning, don't, you know, sleep on a little bit and look back on the day before, which is what I love to do. I love to look back and say, did I rise to my expectations? Did you rise to your expectations?
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Number two, what do you expect of others? Clearly understand what you expect of others. That allows you to avoid surprises and toxic relationships. Now, by the way, this is careful too. Sometimes your life is going wonky. That's a technical term. We use the big ones around here, gotta admit. Some people don't even know how to spell wonky. The same people who don't know how to spell woo woo or hoo hoo. I'm off track there. What do you expect of other people? I mean, sometimes we get out of our bed or a big chair we're sleeping in or pup tent. We get up and we're like, okay, and we go off about our day. Sometimes we have no expectations of anybody else, and that's kind of sad because I think you should. Or we have expectations that are really putting something on them that, what right do you have to do that? All I want you to know from me, if you have an expectation of me, is that you know Scott's going to be Scott and be true. Some people get mad at me all the time. They say, I listened to a podcast and you weren't doing exactly who you say you are. I said, listen, I'm a hot mess like everybody else is, just trying to figure this stuff out. Grow and change along the way. You can just expect I'm always going to keep trying to do that. You can expect and be honest and true to you. And sometimes I'm going to make you mad. Sometimes I'm going to say a word that you don't like. Scott, you can do better than that. No, I can't. Don't want to. So I am. You can expect that from me. Authenticity. You still along for the ride? So what do you expect of yourself? That's the most important thing. Hold yourself to a standard. Guess what, boss of you? You get to choose that standard. What do you expect of others? This is your mind. You can look at the world whatever way you want to. I noticed a few months back that I don't like to judge people, but I noticed I was. And I think I'd watched some television or maybe influenced by movies or whatever has gotten into my head a little bit. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to myself. And I noticed that I immediately kind of profiled somebody. I'd look at them and immediately, boom, something popped into my head. And I know what caused it. It's just this toxic world we live in these days of images and sounds and storylines and all that stuff came at me. And I said, that's not me. That's not me. I don't want to do that. My expectation is I'll just see everybody as they are. Go from there. Number three, what do others expect of you? When you let others know what they expect of you and you walk your talk, you are living in integrity. So do you know what others expect of you? And do you walk in integrity? And my friend, it's difficult to do. If you think that you can hold up the expectation that you have for yourself and for others and they have of you, and that you can hit it out of the ballpark 1,000 every single day, if you expect that's going to happen, man, you dream better than I do. It's not going to happen. It's a work in progress. You are going to mess up and be a hot mess like everybody else. Go back to yesterday's show about scripting your goals, and you're going to minimize some of that as well.
Never give up. Yeah. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up.
That's it.
No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Let's do this back.
Keep moving. Gotta keep
no matter what.
What? Keep moving.
Expectations, whatever. Keep you figured out. You keep going. You got it, man.
See you at Facebook. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Have a good day. I'll see you here tomorrow on the Daily Boost.